Several high-profile dissidents have been set free in Burma in the latest in a series of prisoner amnesties. These latest releases come in the wake of a major peace milestone in the form of a ceasefire agreement with Burma's ethnic Karen rebels, who have been fighting an insurgency since the time of British occupation. Sean Patrick Lovett has more on the prisoner release.
Burmese state television reports that 651 prisoners will be freed under a new presidential pardon, but does not say how many of these are political prisoners. Among those due to be released are Min Kaw Nang, who was one of the leaders of the failed pro-democracy uprising in 1988. Former Prime Minister Kin Nyunt, who was detained in a purge in 2004, has also been freed from house arrest. The recently elected government and the military that backs it has taken several steps to convince the international community it is serious about implementing real political reforms. The government came to power in November 2010 after the country's first elections in 20 years. Before that, Burma was governed by a military junta. Since freeing Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, the government has entered into dialogue with her and her National League for Democratic Party, and Ms. Suu Kyi is now expected to stand for parliament in a by-election in April. Western nations have welcomed the reform process, but called on the government to release political prisoners and resolve ethnic conflicts in border regions before international sanctions can be eased. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.